Up next, the Sports Offensive with JP and Mark.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay.
But I don't think JP started the show yet, so I don't know if we're going out over the radio, but I don't know if he's added us to the show or not, so I don't think we're going out on the air, but I guess if we are, it's all right. But I'm not sure what happened to JP. I just texted with him, or actually I talked to him on the phone like an hour and 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
He was out at the pool and getting all excited doing the show.
I heard the intro, and then, it was just
The intro starts automatically.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, you can set one of the MPs or the WAV files to just go at the start. So.
Gotcha.
How was the day?
It's good, man. We're busy. Holy cow. It's nuts down there.
I cannot believe how hot it is.
I made 120 burgers this morning, and we only had 19 left after lunch.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it was nuts. Do you hear all that clicking and stuff going on?
Now, he just sent me a text message.
Oh, he did. Sounds like maybe he's trying to plug in but can't get it to work for some reason.
Yeah, I think I'm finally starting to learn my new job, so it's finally not so stressful because now I feel like I walked in and I know what, when they ask me for something, I know what they want. So that's a big, nice change. I mean, it's...
Well,
you're pretty good at this job, though. Yeah, it's always nice.
Happy you're off the phones, dude.
Oh, dude, telling me. Oh, I'm actually instituting a profit-sharing thing this year, so, stick around until next April and could get a nice, give me an extra couple, $3,000,
Damn.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That still wouldn't put me where I was at with Xterra, but...
Well,
it would be
a nice down payment for a car.
That it would. I probably could use a car. I don't think I can make the $300 payment. But...
Maybe you could lease one.
Still got to pay, though. I don't want to pay. Right now I have no car payment. That suits me well.
Yeah, no car payment's nice.
I haven't had one for like 4 years. That made a big difference.
Yeah. I've had my car paid off about 4 years too. So, that's huge. What did JP's text say?
I got you guys.
Okay.
And then I've sent him a couple of replies. He hasn't sent anything back. I'm not really sure what that means. I don't know. Does that mean he can hear us or if we're on the air or... I guess I can listen to the show and see if we're on here.
Yeah, turn it on and see if we're on. We can we can at least start. And... You believe that basketball game? Did you watch that?
Oh, dude. I've watched every minute of the finals except for the first quarter on Thursday because I had softball and I couldn't get home. But I usually like to watch the finals. And...
Cleveland can't play any better than they did the other night. And then they just ran out of gas.
Cleveland would be beating 80% of teams that have ever been in the finals. I mean, they're playing great. It's just, this is absolutely insane, dude.
I mean, they couldn't have played any better, dude, the other night.
They could not have played any better.
Yeah, they just ran out of gas.
Kyrie Irving and LeBron James have been playing some of the best basketball I've ever seen. And
Kyrie,
and they haven't won
ridiculous.
A game yet.
Yeah.
You see that one shot when he was running through the middle, and then like
yes.
he like just. Oh yeah, we're on the air. Okay, we can start the show.
Sweet.
I can hear it. So I've probably been listening to this the whole time. Good thing we didn't talk about that.
All right. Tonight. Well, sorry to our listeners for listening to our stupid banter.
But now you see
minutes.
How awesomely interesting we are all the time. So if anyone wants to know what kind of a week it is, it's 101 degrees outside, and I'm not making that up. That's actually what the bank sign says across the street from where I live. I'm losing in fantasy baseball by just a hair under 145 points. Our president is trying to obstruct justice, and we're about to see the first team ever walk through the playoffs without a single loss and really only like one or two close games at all. So that's kind of the state of the world right now, which is kind of disconcerting. Those are all bad things. I'm sure Nate disagrees on at least one of those since he's the one beating me in fantasy baseball by 145 points. How's your week going?
My week's gone pretty well. I'm not a huge fan of the heat and the 101 degree weather working in the kitchen. That's made for, some major sweaty days the last couple days. But, winning in fantasy baseball by that much over you is very satisfying. And, the scorgasms are, they're looking at a 3-game win streak, man. So who knows what could happen. Maybe we play ourselves back into contention here, but
absolutely.
So we'll see. But other than that, pretty productive week. Lots going on. I've been watching a lot of the hockey playoffs and a lot of the basketball playoffs. So that's been fun. With the you and I were talking, the basketball game the other night was interesting because I feel like Cleveland would have just crushed about any team, but Golden State was just too much down the stretch.
Yeah, and you know what? Let's actually hold off on basketball and see if JP can get on, because with how much he hates LeBron, he is just going to just be mortified if he doesn't get a chance to talk about the final game.
Yeah.
So.
Sure.
Let's go ahead and delay that for our second hour. We could definitely do an hour just on how crazy what we're witnessing in basketball this year. So two things I thought that you and I could jump into, and I know that we have some listeners out there who are big fans of this part of the show, and that is we can get kind of maybe a little review of the fantasy season thus far. We've just passed about the third waypoint, if I'm not mistaken. So this is a pretty good chance that you know what you're looking at this point. This is probably who these guys are, who these teams are. So, first off, I just thought we would maybe run down the top scoring players. And this is in the league that Nate and I play in, which is a 12-team points head-to-head matchup league where you get points or lose points for almost everything a hitter or pitcher does that is on your starting lineup. And lineups lock once per week on Monday morning. So you don't get to change out players until Sunday if they get injured or if you want to swap your pitchers or things like that. So there's a little bit of a different strategy involved. But let me just go down the top 10 real quick. And this is kind of it's not exactly what you thought was going to play out. Paul Goldschmidt 1, Charlie Blackmon 2, Joey Votto 3, Bryce Harper 4, Mike Trout 5, Anthony Rizzo 6, Jose Altuve is 7, Ryan Zimmerman is 8, Nolan Arenado is 9.
Stop talking right now. Stop talking. Stop
and Mookie
talking.
Betts is number 10.
Stop talking right now. Stop.
All right.
Stop.
All right.
I have no idea why I can't get on. I'll tell you one thing.
Well, we can hear you now.
Yeah, you're on.
I know you can hear me. I can hear me in double. I have no idea what's going on right now. All right, so King James versus KD. Passing of the torch. LeBron is done. KD is a new LeBron. Get rid of LeBron. Get rid of him. I don't even want to see him anymore. I don't want to see him. Get out of him. LeBron.
Well, he's going to be in. He's going to be in 3 to 4 more finals. So you should probably get kind of used to it. He's only been in 7 in a row.
He is 14-27 in final games. LeBron. No, I'm sorry. MJ is 24-12. I'm sorry, 24-11. Kobe, the Black Mamba, is 23-13. Get rid of this hack called LeBron and get KD in the fucking goddamn motherfucking situation.
I think Golden State should sign. I think Golden
Over.
State should
it's
sign
sweep.
LeBron.
We're done. I don't know if you can hear me on this mic.
Boy, you can. You're just screaming.
Oh, I'm screaming because I have no idea what mic I'm on.
Oh.
Well, you can talk a lot softer and you'll be fine. You know what? I will agree on one thing, that losing that game 3, I think LeBron fell back a step in his legacy because that was big. I mean, there's no reason to think that they're going to win this series. It would have been miraculous if they did. I mean, come on, Golden State is basically an all-star at every position plus one bench player, which, I mean, no team has ever had anything like that.
He didn't take a step back. He's chasing the ghost of Jordan. He just lost the ghost.
I
mean,
I don't think he was
done. He's not even close to Jordan.
I agree. He's probably out of range of the ghost going forward, unless he wins 4 or 5 titles in a row. Because Jordan would have won 8 titles had he not had to leave because he was gambling on basketball. So I just assume Jordan, or I just kind of think of Jordan.
Well, yeah, and he took 2 years for baseball.
Well, because he got kicked out for gambling. He played baseball because he had nothing to do with his time. But
no,
anyway,
he just
wanted to play. Did Michael Jordan make it to 7 finals in a row?
No, only 6.
Okay.
He only ever played in 6. He never lost in the finals.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but how many did LeBron lose now? I mean, granted, they're going to get beat down tonight. Golden State is going to put 35 on them. It's going to
be a disgusting point
of view.
He's been in 7 in a row finals, right? So he's won, what has he won, 3 of them or 2 of them? He won at least 1 with Miami and 1
he's
with
won
3.
He's going to lose 5.
Did he win 2 with Miami? Does he have 3 titles?
No, he
lost
1.
Yeah, he's got 3 titles, though, right?
I think he
has
3.
I mean, LeBron, as the pointing point of our generation, it's not my generation. He is a fraud to the biggest point. I'm going MJ all the way. MJ, one-on-one with LeBron, he'd kick his ass.
Why do you call him a fraud when he's obviously one of the best players to ever play the game and it has a fantastic record?
He got swept by Dallas. Swept by Dallas. He's going
to
get swept by Golden State.
Yeah, but you could probably argue that Golden State could possibly be the best team ever.
He might get swept by Golden State. No one in Jordan's era ever got swept by 2 teams.
You're talking about completely different eras. I just don't understand how you can actually call him a fraud. You can say you don't like him because he did that publicity thing. You can say that he's not a player you like. Just like I can say I can't stand Kobe Bryant. He's probably my least favorite player in the history of the NBA.
And Kobe Bryant is probably the second best player in the generation of everybody behind Michael Jordan. I don't know why you don't like the Mamba. He was a sniper. LeBron is not a sniper.
No, LeBron is one of the best all-around players to ever play the game. Kobe is a good scorer who became a good defender later in his career.
Dude,
Kobe Bryant is a bit of a glorified version of Allen Iverson. He's a little taller,
against Kobe and Shaq and the Lakers. AI got 1. This team's getting swept tonight by 35.
But you don't seem to take into account the differences between teams. Like, who you play with is huge. And like Nate just said, this Golden State team might be the best team ever assembled. I'm not saying that I think they would beat the Bulls straight out, but I think they are probably the best team ever assembled. I mean, Nate, you got to think the starting lineup is unstoppable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, Mark. I mean, like you said, they have an all-star starting at every position. I mean, they're just so much deeper than Cleveland. You know, Cleveland, I mean, you know, from 1 through 3, their top three players match up fine with Golden State. The problem is 4 through 7. You know, they're
right.
They have so many good players. I mean, geez, even 2 or 3 of the guys coming off the bench could start anywhere else.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, they're so deep. I can't believe how deep they are. I mean, J.R. Smith has kind of disappeared. I mean, I think he's maybe the 4th best player on that Cleveland team, and he just has not shown up.
You know,
yeah, I mean, that guy hasn't shown up at all. And then, you know, Korver, I think he pretty much lost him the game on Thursday. I don't know why he's taking shots in the final 2 minutes, but he missed 3 or 4 shots at the end there. If he makes one of those, they probably win that game. But
well, you know,
you just
this is what I was, this is how I'm feeling watching what's going on there. And you talked about how in game 3 they just ran out of gas. And I actually think that's absolutely what happened, and I think that it actually happened in all 3 games. It was just in the other 2 games, by the 3rd quarter, they were exhausted playing them on their home court.
Yeah.
Or playing,
yes.
playing away. And they were just exhausted to the point of they just couldn't do anything. Then the exact same thing happened in Cleveland. They just held on almost to the end, but they were still wiped out. And what I was trying to say before with JP about LeBron is I still think LeBron is probably the 2nd greatest player ever, just in my opinion. But just because of the terms of like,
I agree.
I mean, 7 straight finals. He has dominated a conference for 7 years on 3 different teams. I mean, 2 teams were the same, you know, at the beginning and the end, but still 3, you know, 2 team changes during those 7 years, and he takes every one of those teams to the finals. I mean, I know it's the Eastern Conference, but it's still amazing.
It is. The guy is incredible. But you know who I thought Kyrie was incredible on Thursday. I mean, he played – I mean, he would drive to that hole, guys. What is he, 6'1"? And, I mean, he was throwing them high off the glass. How he? I couldn't believe some of the drives that he had. I mean, that guy was so unbelievable. I mean, him and LeBron, they put up pretty much 40 each. And
I mean, do you remember that play when he – got the pass. It was on a fast break or a steal or something. And Kyrie was on the top part of the screen, you know, and like if you're watching on TV, and he cut down towards the key, and he went through,
yes.
I believe it was Curry and Durant. One of them
yes.
got a hand on the ball. One of them got a hand on his arm, and he made the shot.
Yeah. Yeah, Kyrie, he's so athletic. He's so athletic. He really does remind me of Westbrook. I think Westbrook might be a little quicker.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
you know,
I just can't believe the athleticism that he displayed the other night. I mean, he would drive to the hole. He had to be like 16 of 18 from the field on those drives.
Oh, he's basically unstoppable.
Wait a second,
Wait
a second. Kyrie Irving is the reason they lost game 4. He showed off.
Game
he showboated everything.
Game 4 is tonight, dude. Game 4 is tonight, JP.
You know, I'm trying to get on here. I can't do it.
No,
I mean,
but you said game 4. Game 4
wait,
is
wait a second. Let me try that. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. You're echoing. I'm thinking, I think somebody had some cocktails out by the pool.
No.
Some J-Mo.
Hold on.
J-Mo. All right, just keep going.
Kyrie was unbelievable, Mark. Well, see, one of the single most incredible performances that I think I've ever seen. I mean, just time after time, he would go to the hole, throw it up, and it would go in. I mean,
and nailing the three-pointers.
Yeah, and nailing the three-pointers. So, I mean, like I said, between him and LeBron, they put up 80 points. I mean, what more could they do? You know, Love didn't play great in that game. And, you know, like I said, JR kind of has left the building. So, I mean, it's 2-7. What are they going to do? You know, I don't –
I mean, you put
Michael Jefferson in his shoes. It's not like they're going to do any better.
No, and no one has ever faced an opponent like what they're facing this year. I mean, the fact that they didn't win, like, they didn't lose, like, four games all season is kind of shocking. But they just probably just couldn't get jazzed up. It was just they're so much better than everyone. And, but, I mean, imagine trying to stop this. So you game plan, right? So, okay, who is the best player? Well, Steve Curry is the MVP. So we got to shut him down. Okay. Well, if we shut him down, then who's our next biggest threat? Well, that's Kevin Durant. Oh, shit, okay. So we got to shut down Curry, then we got to shut down Kevin Durant. Okay, how about if we get both of them? Well, you got to shut down Trey Thompson. Oh, okay. So I got to shut down Curry, then we got to shut down Durant, then we got to shut down Thompson out on the perimeter. Okay, we do that.
Yeah, Draymond,
what are we gonna worry about?
Draymond Green is still a very good player.
That's number four. Who's our fourth guy? Draymond Green, a guy that would be starting as an all-star for any team in the league. I mean, that's just incredible. And their center has been okay. They got McGee. JaVale McGee.
But they also have that, is it Pachulia? And he's not a bad player.
Yeah, that center guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fantastic. I mean, they're just loaded, dude.
Yeah, they've got some veterans, too. I mean, is it David West and Sean Livingston? I mean, those two guys are very good players. So
I just don't understand what you're supposed to do when you've got three guys who can consistently hit it with threes from beyond the arc or even further. All of them are fantastic, you know, ISO players. And on top of that, you've got two inside guys who can score. How do you beat this team? You only can outscore them. That's all I can imagine.
Yeah. No, they're just too good, man. They're just too good. So, I mean, like, you know, had Cleveland won the other night, it might be a series. But, I mean, it'll be over at halftime tonight, I bet you.
I can't imagine they're going to have any resolve left. I mean, you're like, we played the game of our lives, and we lost.
They did too.
Yeah.
It was amazing how well.
And you're talking
about
a team with likely two Hall of Famers in LeBron and Kyrie Irving. Maybe in Love,
yeah.
Depends on how much longer he plays. But I mean, that guy's been a 2020 guy for a long time now.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
20 point and a huge 12 rebound guy too. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like a
2020
guy. Like he used to get like 20-20 every night. I mean, it was crazy when he was with the Timberwolves. And
anyway,
I was going to ask you about this. So this is crazy. So the talk now is that LeBron James can opt out to become a free agent next year, I think it is. And they're talking about him possibly going to play for the Lakers. Now, I don't know if the Lakers would have a good team built around him by then, but do you think he does it again? Do you think he leaves again?
No. I don't think so. I think Cleveland's his final resting place. But, I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
You know, I would say if there was one place that he would go, that would be it.
Yeah.
I could also see him, you know, I'll just throw a curveball out there, but I could also see him going to Boston. You know, they're a very good team. They're probably the second best team in the East. You know, he goes over there, all of a sudden, boy, they're pretty nasty. So I could see that being kind of a crazy good fit. But I think Cleveland's his final resting place. And, you know, could they have somebody – I don't know if Kevin Love, is he going to be there next year?
I don't know if he's signed already.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm guessing – but, I mean, they had to re-sign him last year. You know, remember, because he was almost not going to come back. So I'm guessing that they must have him for another year.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. They're just too tough. I can't believe. I mean, Cleveland played their hearts out the other night. And like I said, Kyrie was unstoppable. And they just ran out of gas a few minutes left. and just couldn't do it. So,
I don't think anybody could hang with that. You just don't have enough defensive play. You don't have enough players that good on defense to shut down Golden State the whole game. I mean, they built an amazing team. Got to give them credit. They built the most amazing team. I'm starting to think that Steve Kerr has nothing to do with anything because he is out for most of the playoffs and they roll. He was out for half the regular season and they roll. Last season he was out for like a good, two-thirds of the season and they rolled. Yeah. I don't really think that it matters who the coach is on this team. I think these guys are so unselfish. You know, they've got that San Antonio thing where they're like, you know what, I'm going to get mine, but I'd rather get my title. And that's everything. If you have everyone on your team, including the superstars, no, I don't think they do. You're right.
Yeah. I don't even think they need a coach. They could just go out there and dominate.
Yeah, I mean, they could just play back. They could just play blacktop basketball. Say, all right, I need a break. You know, somebody come in for me. Okay, and that would be the substitution thing. And once they felt like the game was in hand, the studs could go sit and laugh and knock back a Gatorade while the younger guys finish out the game.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need any coaching for that. They're such smart players.
Well, maybe Cleveland should try to get Westbrook.
Yeah. Well,
that would be a good.
Does he play shooting guard, you think? Because Kyrie's a
I mean, I think he's more of a natural shooting guard, but I know he plays point guard for them. But, having him and Kyrie, boy, and LeBron, that would
nice
be a
nice backcourt.
That
might be able to score on par with Golden State.
Yeah.
But they got to keep Love, and then they need to pick up a quality center. Doesn't have to be a superstar. They just need a very I would say all they want from the center is a defensive presence in the middle and have that guy stop ISO plays by the Warriors and other teams. And then just, like you said, you pick up Westbrook, you pick up just a solid defensive guy, a guy who can't shoot to save his life, but he's big, takes up space, and he can rebound, Because that's the other thing. You notice how many times Golden State has gotten their own missed shot.
Yeah.
No?
A lot of offensive rebounds. Yes.
That's
a lot
big
of second
concern.
Chances. You can't give that team a second chance. I mean, that's just a killer.
That's like
you're
giving
gonna
an
have
extra out
chance.
In softball.
Yeah. It's
it opens
just a killer.
Up the hey, you were asking about Kevin Love. He signed a 5-year, $110 million contract in 2015. So he should be there for another, 3 years?
Yeah, another couple years. Okay.
So, anyway, I think if I write, I would say Westbrook is probably the only chance they would really have. I mean, maybe. What is
Harden?
Well, I think Thomas is going to change teams, so. Who?
Harden.
Oh, wouldn't that be crazy?
That's what they need. They need another superstar if they're going to compete. I mean,
they do.
Golden
State's got four.
Too much. And, Kevin Durant, I always knew he was a good player, but I haven't really seen him play a lot.
Right.
I've seen him play here and there, but I don't know, because he was in the smaller market Oklahoma City team, I just didn't see it a lot, But boy, he's a good player. And he's really stepped up his defensive game. He really played some great defense the last couple games. I just didn't realize how good he was. And, man, he's big. What is he, 6'11"?
Yep.
6'10"?
Yep.
He does that fadeaway jumper from 15 feet. That's unstoppable. You can't even stop that shot.
No, dude, it's absolutely fucking incredible when you really think about the fact that, LeBron is, 6'9 or something, and Durant is 6'11". And these guys can move like a 5'11 guy back in the 80s,
Oh, yeah,
they're
so athletic. They're so athletic, it's incredible.
Fast and can jump high, and they're quick, and lateral quickness. quick speed, acceleration. I mean, all of it are like 10, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, can you imagine if you were actually trying to match up with LeBron doing anything, how much of a joke it would be? I mean, it would just be an absolute, oh, dude, I mean, like if we played, let's say we played to 100 points, 1 point per bucket. If it was anything but 100 to nothing, I'd be shocked. You know?
Yeah, I could probably.
Even
if, could,
and that's if it was losing out.
I bet you I could beat him in ping pong.
I don't think so.
Probably not. yeah,
no,
he's
just
pretty
crazy.
Amazing. So, yeah, I mean, should we move on from that? I mean, if you...
Yeah, I don't know what else we're going to say about this. I mean,
yeah, there's
be
nothing else
horse.
To say. It's getting to be, yeah, redundant. So,
what but
anyway,
were we,
where
you know
were
what?
We with...
Before we do that, just real quick, where would you put LeBron right now in the greatest of all time? Just, I mean, off the top of your head, I know it's not like a definitive thing, but just kind of off the top of your head, where do you think he is? I mean, what do you think the top five is?
It's so hard to say, dude. It's so hard to make comparisons across eras like that. But
right.
I mean, I saw Michael play. I saw LeBron play. They both have things that the other doesn't have. But I think overall, because LeBron makes everybody around him better, I think I've got to put him up a little bit higher than Michael. Now, Michael's big thing was his drive and that, you know, that desire to win and his competitiveness. Like, LeBron doesn't have that. I mean, not that he doesn't have it at all, but he just didn't have that extra, you know. Michael was so intense, and Kobe had
right.
some of that, you know, and just, I am not going to lose. I am not going to
no,
lose.
And he's,
you know,
he's
like,
too nice of a guy, and you can tell in the way that he plays, because he has no
yes.
problem getting the assist or getting the bucket. It's okay with him
yeah,
getting
well,
either
yeah.
one.
Yeah,
and that was
fact,
not
I
the
think
case.
He likes to defer at times.
And that's not the case with Kobe. It's not the case with Jordan. Those guys,
no.
their focus was so intense. And that's, I will give Kobe that. He is the only other player I've ever seen with Michael's level of intensity and focus. Like, I am so angry at the idea of not beating you.
Yeah. I think Westbrook has it too. But he's just, you know, now that he's left on Oklahoma City, I don't think he's ever going to get back to the finals. I mean, I just don't see, unless he goes to another team. You know, I just don't see it happening. But I watch him play. He has that same level of intensity and that competitiveness. But, I, you
yeah,
know.
It seems like it didn't come out until Kevin Durant left.
Durant left. Yeah, that's true. He was.
So he accepted
yeah.
the spotlight and rose to it, but he never took it. And that's
yes.
different to me. Just to me.
Yeah, that's true. No, I would agree
but
with
anyway,
that.
But anyway, but what's your top five, though? You never said.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I think I got to just put LeBron. I mean, taking a team in this era to the finals 7 years in a row, and it's really, like you said, three different teams. So, I put him number one. I put Michael number 1A, basically. and then, you know, I got to say Magic. I mean, the guy was just phenomenal. And then I would, you know, I never saw Oscar Robertson play, but just
right.
based on what his numbers were, I've got to put him in the top five, you know. And then I probably am ranking him a little high, but I really always have loved Hakeem Olajuwon. I mean, for a center, he just did everything. And I know there's a lot of Kareem fans out there, and I could see an argument for Kareem being in the top five or Wilt, you know, just because Wilt was so dominant. But,
right.
I mean, Hakeem could do it all. So those are my top five. And, you know, I would probably put, I don't know. I mean, I could do another top five outside of that. But those probably are my top five guys. You?
I just would flip at the top. I do Jordan because, like I said, I consider Jordan to be – he would have been 8-for-8 in titles. And – or in my opinion, I think if he had not had the lead for those 2 years to the gambling, I think he would have won all eight in a row. And to me, that's incredible, especially because of the era that it was done in. It's not like it was in the, you know, the 60s and 70s or the 50s. I mean, this is when, you know, you had free agency and you had, you know, the college game going. And I mean, it was very hard to win back then. And he did it those eight times, or he would have done those eight times. To me, because he's number one. He was just – and the Will thing makes a big difference to me. That is a big factor in it, that he just – he made his team win. You know, it was like, we're not going to lose. And that was just amazing to me. LeBron is my number two, simply because he could play any position on the court, dominate doing it, and the 7 years in a row – taking his team to the finals, that's just incredible. And it's not even really been close most of those years. Not to mention the fact that he did it a couple other times, just not in a row. So I give him the two. I agree with you on Magic Johnson. I did see Magic Johnson play living in California. I saw him a few times. Guy was amazing. He was a lot like LeBron. But he doesn't have quite the longevity, and I think he had an amazing cast around him from his rookie season on. Now, number four, I'm actually going to go with Larry Bird. Now, I did not really get to see Larry Bird play. That was before I was really old enough to really appreciate basketball, and before he was gone already. But I remember my brother-in-law, before Jordan won his second three titles, he thought Larry Bird was the greatest player ever, and he's not a fan of the Celtics. And I was asking him why, and he said, Larry Bird made every single important shot ever, besides just scoring a lot of points overall. He was like, every